Welcome to Alien Theorist Theorizing Power Hour. I'm Braden.
I'm Zell.
I'm Dan.
And I'm Dallo.
Dallo.
Who the fuck Byron. Is Dallo?
Sorry, guys.
Who the fuck just is Dallo? That's the case file, whatever. Who's this random guy?
Yeah. That's
some blowing.
Good question here. Well, we're going to take a bunch of questions and stuff and...
celebrate the last recording of Pod Week.
Yes.
Well, I guess not the last. We're going to play a little Friday the 13th after this. But
yeah, but this is the little cherry on top. I'm a little fatigued.
Doing a lot of sitting.
It's a long week.
A lot of sitting, yes.
Today, like just after lunch, I was like, guys, we have to walk somewhere.
It's true.
We have to move our bodies.
He said those exact things.
It's like we've been sitting for 5 days
straight
and then eating junk food during those 5 days.
And you drinking, do what you have to stay alive.
And drinking and smoking and hydrating. Everything in between.
It's hydrating.
Yeah. It has been a really fun week. We got tons done. We got ton of.
We got more done in this week than we have in the last.
Oh yeah, we've got some plans moving forward. We did a bunch of housekeeping stuff. Got some good ideas to keep growing the podcast. So, very good. But I don't think since the four of us here, why don't we do a quick little backstory? If you were watched that Ouija live,
oh, the Ouija live was the greatest prank we played on ATT.
Oh, 100% the greatest prank. Ooh.
Shouldn't even say that.
Why?
Shouldn't have said that.
Why?
Should let people find out on their own.
Oh, well, this will come out after, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll make this come out after.
All right.
Or is this live streamed to the public?
Whatever.
Oh. Well.
You already said it. You can't Ruined take it away it. Now.
But it's worth watching, though.
It's worth
watching. To find out what
yes.
it is.
It's worth watching.
How about we just leave it at that?
Yeah. Okay.
I showed my wife.
I was like, why are we going to go play the... Play by play for the whole thing.
No, I want to talk about the planning beforehand, but we'll do that another time. Maybe with him on here. But he's not so upset with us.
It has to do with Andrew and
when he's recovered.
You can figure the rest out.
Yeah. It's worth a watch. That D&D last night was a time. Played for 4.5 hours.
Someone watching it was hilarious. Yeah. I absolutely love watching it. It was great.
See, I was never sure because like every now and then we're getting into... like stuff we don't know or asking questions, but I was hoping it was fun to play.
Well, it's good for me because I've never actually played D&D myself. So again, from an outsider watching near, not knowing, it was great to see what was involved and how much is into it. And it was the characters, the voices is just hilarious. to it. And then the jumping in and out of character too was funny.
Yeah.
I loved it.
No, it's been a good week. Definitely a good week. We threw a couple messages out earlier for anyone to ask this question in the pod week. Obviously, priority goes to all of our fans that are using Discord. So if you're not already on Discord, get on it. Black Ron Pond asks, you guys going to come back to Vegas or LA, maybe even as far as Roswell? I'd love to do a Roswell trip, actually.
There's a lot of places we want to go. So,
and there's, without a doubt, we'll be back to LA and Vegas some point.
LA is probably a yearly trip. Vegas, I don't know about every year, but we'll be back.
Yeah, we'll be back one day.
It's just so easy to get to Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
You can I've go, never been.
There's always a lot of stuff to do there too. It's
yeah, you can go there. You can have an action-packed 4 days and then get the fuck out.
Yeah.
You can't. 4 days is enough. Uh-huh. Next time we go to Vegas, though, we'll try and talk to our buddy there, Black Ron Pond. He'll give us maybe some more local stuff rather than. Hey,
mainstream.
Hanging out buying beers from the corner store on the strip.
Dude, that's my favorite thing to do.
It was so fun.
Still having fun walking down the street.
Tall boys, man.
Yeah.
Tall boys.
Just walking in and out of casinos and just like play a couple dollars.
Dollar
and walk
here,
out.
A couple beers.
It's pretty nice.
Okay. We got a bunch of questions on Instagram. I'm trying to sort through here. Let's go to the first one here. This is from Sherrad_Bestola. What do you think about Starlink deploying 42,000 satellites eventually all around the globe?
Is that how many they're trying to do? 42,000?
I think so. If it's actually, I haven't seen, I want to see when they come across the sky because I want to see if they're that bright as they're being as that one video says.
There. Yeah, it seemed like there was like a solid line of satellites. Yeah. Bright, like really bright though.
Yeah, well, the brightest objects in the sky for sure.
42,000?
It seems like
that seems like too many. Is this for a broadband internet or like rural?
Be satellite internet
for like
media services.
Mass.
Pretty much.
To bring service.
In, yeah, to be able to bring high-speed internet to rural areas and things like that, yeah.
A lot of ignorance on my hand, but, like, how do they not collide with one another? They're at different heights, so they got a
GPS.
Certain, and can they change direction midair? They've got little thrusters on them?
Yeah, because they have to have readjustment thrusters, or else eventually they'll pull out of the sky.
Gotcha, okay. Makes sense.
Yeah, so I don't know how many, how many are on each... Like plane.
I'm going to raise my hand now.
Yes.
Is it like electric power? How do the thrusters work?
Like just puffs of air.
It's just air. So it's like they have a little compressor that's run.
We'd have to have a battery, I guess, to get the compressor going. Or solar.
I mean, they're solar powered.
That would be like solar powered.
Okay. Yeah. And then just.
Yeah.
You think so?
No. It is space. So it's like, it's not like you need that much force to get going.
No, I just had never really given it a lot of thought.
You've never seen like the old, like, 2001: A Space Odyssey.
I've seen that, yeah. But I was like in a little satellite because these are like little guys; they're not very big. So wondering if that was the
How
same.
How big
thing.
Are they?
I don't know.
How big do you think they are?
I'm embarrassed to say now.
Like, what do you think they're like? They're like bigger than a red box.
I thought they were as like big as a man.
Okay.
I was thinking small? Like a small car, like a Golf or something like that.
How big are they?
For what satellite?
The Starlink satellites.
I'm going to go with size of a man.
Size of a man? Okay.
That's what I would assume.
Okay, well, there's 42,000 of those kicking around. That's not that much.
Yeah, but now you get into the area, someone Google me. What's it? Is it called the Kessler effect, where satellites crashing into each other set off a chain reaction of explosions, rendering our skies impassable? I'm pretty sure it's called the Kessler effect.
Kessler syndrome, Kessler effect. A collisional cascading or ablation cascade proposed by NASA scientist Donald J. Kessler is a scenario in which the density of objects in low Earth orbit is high enough that collisions between objects could cause a cascade in which each collision generates space debris that increases the likelihood of further collisions. So yeah, just
and eventually
like,
a cascading effect of blowing up satellites.
Massive domino effect.
And then we just have this like razor shards whipping around the Earth.
And you try and launch another satellite to space, and one of those things come flying in at 25,000 kilometers an hour.
Just punch holes
right
in
through.
It.
Boom!
Just shoot nukes up there and just incinerate it.
through the space.
Isn't that how it works?
That's, you heard it here. How do you get rid of debris in your atmosphere?
Nuke it.
Get rid of space junk. Nuke.
What do we got? What's next?
Let me see here. Okay. This is responsible Raul _ Raul.
Responsible Raul.
Yeah. Would you clap them alien cheeks? Maybe after a couple beers?
Depends on the alien.
Depends on the alien.
Yeah.
Right. Some of the movies out there. Damn good looking aliens.
Like,
out there.
Talking about the like that Fifth Element like opera girl?
Oh.
No, Lilo. I'm not talking. She's Lilo's. Well, she's an alien, I guess.
Oh, yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah.
I was thinking of that, like, alien.
Didn't she have like, a big...
Yeah,
no.
The diva.
Yeah, the diva.
So the first one that comes to my mind is Guardians of the Galaxy.
Ooh, Gamora.
Yeah. Just like a... Ooh.
Just a green
just
human.
A green human.
Rockin' body, though.
Yes.
And then, well, I guess it's kind of not alien, but it's more like morph human. But if we go X-Men, Mystique.
Oh.
Oh,
like blue form too, or you'd make her change?
If you got Mystique, yeah, she could be whoever you wanted.
I like it. Give me the scales.
Yeah,
well, yeah. Give me the
it's
scales.
An alien, so yeah, you gotta stick with scales.
Yeah, you can't have it. Can't have them any form you want. It has to be their true form.
Yeah, exactly. So the answer is yes.
Yes, well, I think a resounding yes from everyone. Kev Ted, will you guys do a DB Cooper case file? Yeah, I don't see why not. DB Cooper, so he's got the money. He jumps out of the plane crashes.
He's gone,
missing with all this money.
It's close to a little over $1 million in today's money. was about like two. I think it was like $200,000+
Where did he steal it? Where was the money from?
He was just on the plane. He just robbed the plane.
Robbed the plane.
Wait, that doesn't make sense. It would. How much money was it then? $200,000
$200,000+ Then now it's like $1 million.
Yeah, but that. Hold on. So if say he's jumped out of the plane and died, and there's that hidden money out there, that money's not worth $2 million now. If you find that money, it's only going to be $200,000.
Correct. Yes, but at the time of the heist of the robbery, it was equivalent to $1 million. Now,
yeah,
it is still just worth $200,000.
So if you find it, you instantly lose money.
Well, you don't lose.
Well,
money.
I mean, it's more money than you have.
Well, yeah, okay.
In the beginning.
But you have $0.
In what you're searching for, because people like, I always thought it was like $1 million.
You're not looking for $1 million. You're looking for $200,000.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's a mystery case file.
That'd be a good one.
Yep. It's the only, I believe it's the only unsolved case of aerial piracy.
Is there a lot of unsolved? Is there a lot of aerial piracy?
I mean, that's the thing. It's just, it's the only unsolved case.
There was.
There was one other guy who I believe was like a copycat of D.B. Cooper, tried to copycat D.B. Cooper and didn't work.
There's a guy, I remember, I listened to a podcast on it, and I can't remember, and they actually talked to him in jail, and he did that. He like would go on a plane, he'd hijack it, he'd then get money from everyone, rob everyone, and he had a parachute, and he jumped out, and he crashed in the woods and like really hurt himself, and he walked out, and like cops in the area were looking for him, and the money, ended up losing all the money because the parachute didn't come out for the money. And he tried it again, got arrested, went to jail, and then like wooed some lady over like pen pals to have this lady land a helicopter inside the jail he was in. And he jumped in and like took the helicopter, like stole the helicopter, escaped, like left the lady, like he would help. And they were like interviewing him, and it was pretty cool podcast. I'll try to figure out the name and tell you guys, but I was surprised too that it was a thing like back in the day of like people would go on and like hijack planes and take them. Used to be kind of an easy thing to do, I guess. Apparently. Easier than it is now.
You cannot get away with that now. We're having some stream issues. Nothing we can do about it, so we're starting. Looks like my internet has been throttled.
Been using up too much of the internets.
I don't know. Is that what's happening?
Nothing we can do. It's just going from 4,000 kilobytes all over the map. It's a little choppy, but whatever.
Well,
this is the podcast, so the podcast version will be normal.
Yeah. I got... Josh A. Smart. Any of you guys ever seen a UFO?
Negative.
Never seen. I've had an experience with some metal grinding and like the winds picking up really weird. I've told it before on the podcast a couple times. So had kind of a weird experience, but never saw anything.
You and Mr. Conspiracy got scared in the woods.
Yeah. But I mean, every now and then I've seen lights in the sky, but I'm like, I don't know if they're UFO or not. I'd just be like.
The only UFO I've seen, which wasn't actually a UFO, but at the time it was I watched the International Space Station docking.
Yeah.
It's like there was like two stars and they were kind of like going across the horizon and they're kind of like circling each other and then they merged into one star.
That's pretty
We'd
cool.
also just taken mushrooms.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago.
And then we found out like, couple days later, because we were all like, was that real? Did we really see that?
And that's
then,
wicked.
Like, in the news, it was like, oh, lucky sightseers could have seen the docking last night on a clear night of the International Space Station. And it's like, oh, that's what we saw 100% then.
Yeah. But it was a UFO at the time. Like, oh, dude, what is that?
Yeah.
That's sweet. Me personally, nothing.
Nah. Dan?
Nothing that I found unexplainable.
Yeah.
No.
Not yet, at least.
Not yet.
We're always looking.
Always.
I feel like now that we've talked about UFOs and aliens so much, if we did and we said we did, but you're a
fucking
liar. You guys
would believe us. Yes, you'd be like, you should do the show.
Like, no, dude, I fucking seen that the craft came down and landed right in front of my house, left this triangle mark. Like, nope, there's no way that's real. So now I pretty much can never see one.
This one's, we wouldn't even tell you if we did now. Just keep it to ourselves. Charmander of Gryffindor. Is Trump a diversion to hide the Matrix? Dan.
Is Trump a diversion to hide
the Matrix?
The Matrix.
Wow.
Sure.
What?
Sure.
Sure.
What do you mean?
I think Trump's proof of a Matrix. Because I'm like, this is the only way we're in a simulation and this is how all this can go on.
They're just trying to see how much we can actually take before we realize it's all bullshit.
Yeah, they're like, how bad can we run this computer before they realize it's a computer?
I like that.
They're like, we can't even make up new characters now. We got to reuse celebrity show people.
And they're just toying with Simpsons playing it first.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Simpsons did it first.
Hey, Byron, what's a shooey?
A shooey. So it's when you, well, it depends on which way. At a very base level, you just grab a shoe. Fill your beer, pitcher in, and then drink the beer out of the shooey. I know back in school, in the like in uni and stuff like that, it used to be a bit of a challenge to grab a young lass from the dance floor and, hey, can I borrow your shoe? And tip it in the chick's shoe. Fucking disgusting.
And you just fuck up her shoe.
Yeah, but you're real cool because you're drinking out of a shoe. I never did this myself. I witnessed other guys do it. I was like, it's fucking like toe fungus and like she's dancing on the floor like this is not a good shoe.
It's a sweaty shoe.
It's fucking not good.
And then like I can't imagine that the lady after was ever like,
oh yeah, oh, yeah, thanks. Wow. Now let's just put my foot back in this
soggy shoe,
soaked fucking
yeah
shoe slipper, whatever it is. And
women's shoes are expensive.
Yeah,
women's clothes are expensive, man.
You'll see, Danny Ricciardo is pretty famous for it in the F1 Aussie driver. Couple of wins. He's got up there on the podium with the champagne, tipped it into his race boot and done a shooey out of his race boot. So
after the race?
After the race.
Oh, yeah. That, dude, I can only imagine how much you sweat as an F1 driver. Like how gross would your boot be by the end of that fucking 4-hour race?
So yeah, I don't know if it is a Aussie started thing, but it's definitely a very...
This is what happens when you let convicts run the prison.
Exactly.
This is what happens.
But yeah, that's a shooey.
That's a shooey. There you go.
Never done one.
Someone said, Byron, do a shooey.
Do a shooey. No, I don't have any shoes on.
Yeah, and listen, any shoe that's in this room, you do not want to be doing a shoey out of.
I brought me thong. It's not going to work. It can be like a slide. I've seen that done before. Thong is, flip-flop for those
Again,
North
we give
Americans.
Priority to Discord questions. We got one from our buddy, Agent Anderson. For anyone... Do you think extraterrestrials have been here? If yes, what specific case or sighting do you think best supports the ET hypothesis?
He's asking hard ass questions.
Softballs from Discord, please.
From Discord.
Serve some underhands. I think they've been here. I don't think it's... I wouldn't say there's one case that, to my mind, that's like, this is the 100% the reason why, but like... Having started this podcast and then looking into things, I think there's a few really good things that loosely tie together that make enough sense to me. One of them is Operation High Jump and why they were going down there and what they found. I think they found crafts. I think they brought them back. I think they flew those crafts and I think they crashed them in Roswell. So I think there's a couple cases that really point to that. And that's what I think. Operation High Jump and Roswell to me are two of the, I think, point to it most evidence anyways.
Yeah, I believe in aliens. Now, are those aliens here? Have they been coming here a long time? Probably. If I'm going to go with aliens or have visited Earth, I bet you they've been coming here since we started. And I don't, you can go ancient aliens and they say, they instilled civilization. But maybe not. Maybe they're just... It makes more sense to me that they were just like kind of scientists just checking it out.
100%.
Coming here, like, what are these monkeys up to? So
I'd agree with that. Like, for them to come here and us not have proof, they clearly must be more superior than us. And they're, like you said, it's kind of like a...
They separate themselves.
An ant farm for us almost, where they're just like looking at us through the glass and saying, let's just see, watch them. Way back in the day, still trying to find their way around the
and they slowly
the
abduct
world and
people
stuff.
One at a time here and there to keep up with us, see if we're changing.
Yeah.
Dan?
I think the best case for extraterrestrials visiting Earth is probably, if anything, it's just the fact that the U.S. government had dedicated resources to Project Blue Book. And the fact that in those investigations, there are at least over 100 cases that were
completely unexplainable,
that the scientists had no idea. And they said that these things, perhaps some of these things could be intelligent. I mean, they didn't rule that there, it's like, there's no such thing as UFOs. Like the final ruling was like, they're just not a threat to national security. Mm-hmm. So it's just not prudent to spend the resources to continue the investigations. I mean, that's why I got shut down or got shut down.
Got renamed more
shut
like it.
Shut down.
Budget reallocated.
Yeah. So the fact that that actually went on, I mean, it's good evidence for there's something out there.
Yeah. I mean, least. And that was not like just a bunch of nobodies.
Yeah.
Air Force and scientists all trying to debunk this stuff. They couldn't debunk it all. I mean, a lot of stuff can easily be debunked through weather phenomenon, but there's some stuff you're like, Venus, lighthouse,
swamp gas,
all the time, constantly. Like, especially like the new videos through.
I didn't even think of those. Those are perfect examples of UFOs.
Like the gimbal
visiting.
And the Tic Tac and like those ones, like Commander David Fravor and like.
A-tip ones, yeah.
A-tip ones, man. Those are cool ones.
You can go and listen to Commander David Fravor like talk about them. And he seems like a normal dude and he seems to have his wits about him.
Well, he knows exactly what's happening in the video.
Yeah. And he's like,
some people debunk it. They're like, well, they weren't reading their instruments right. It was actually, they're zoomed out. They were zoomed in really far. So it looked like it was going faster. And this guy's like, no, let's go through the video one step at a time. He like goes through all the stuff on the screen. He's like, this was a minute and a half video. This thing was beyond our aerial capabilities by like, it's not even close. Somebody said, and it's like that kind of stuff is so cool.
Thanks for the question, Agent Anderson. Got another one here from on Discord. Saturn Star, any ideas about the cicada puzzles? Those were the Cicada 3301.
Like the internet messages or whatever.
Yeah,
they were.
It was like the internet puzzles. I can't really remember, but they were listed as some of the top five eeriest unsolved mysteries of the internet. And they thought the puzzles were recruitment tools for the NSA, CIA, M16, or Masonic conspiracy or cyber mercenary groups. No one's ever taken credit or attempted to monetize it. I think it was just puzzles and weird stuff and like really, really hard, I guess. Sudoku.
Sudoku is hard enough, man. You ever try and do an advanced Sudoku?
Yeah.
Fuck.
So,
I don't know anything really about that. I can't really can't make a comment.
It's interesting. We should do one where we look more in on it because there's some cool stuff on it. I remember, I think we might have done it on a Power Hour with Mr. Conspiracy one time, but it's weird that it's never taken and it's changed over time. I remember there was different puzzles that popped up. So yeah, that'd be an interesting one. I don't know too much. I think it would be, if anything, it's some
genius in his basement.
I think they're outsourcing an issue that maybe they're not.
They can't solve it. They're trying to see somebody else out there can.
Outsourcing a piece of something, right?
Or linking in the two questions together. It is some alien form out there that is just throwing these out there to see whether anyone's,
so if we're smart enough,
getting close to meeting anywhere close to there.
Can these guys solve the issue of fusion? Nope, not yet.
Not yet.
Okay,
we're giving it a few more years.
Yeah, come back. We'll come back.
So to link them together, that could be a possibility as well. Or like I said, it is some sort of government that's just like, shit, we've got no idea about this. Let's see if some real smart Rain Man person's out there that can just do this.
Yeah, Family Feud on 5. It's a great movie. I think that's what he liked to watch. I can't remember. Family Feud?
I don't know.
Wheel of Fortune. What did Rain Man
remember?
Like? I don't remember.
I don't remember.
I don't even watch it.
I got Darth Danny Roo asking, you wake up mid-probe. What do you say to the pervert alien?
Add some more lube?
Put me back under, man. Why am I waking up? You're that advanced and you're not going to give me the right sedative? Wake up halfway through?
Well, they want you to wake
up. You call that a probe?
Yeah, I've eaten bigger probes for breakfast.
You eat probes for breakfast? Yeah, I don't know. Probably.
I would probably break the probe.
Clench
so hard.
My probe. My probe now.
But then you'd get bleeding.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't be able to control it. I'd just snap it off.
You're like a human popsicle at that point. Just.
Oh, no.
How big of a probe would you need to put someone's butt to get, really get the information you need? Small.
What information from my butt could you not get from anywhere else? A lot of
shit. That's what you're going to get from your butt.
Yeah.
The information is going to be shit.
They want to see, literally. I don't know.
I mean.
Temperature.
Gets your food and your dietary. Like,
you get your stool, you get your temperature, you get like a whole bunch of stuff.
This is a good one here. This is another one for Saturn Star. And this is the only personal question I'll ask because it's funny. Saturn Star asks, who really killed JFK? However, the more important question is, Dan single asking for a friend? Hashtag. So first off, who really killed JFK? Get out of here, you homo! We're in the middle of recording. What are you doing?
Andrew's, I'm surprised Andrew's back in studio.
Andrew's made it back. He's returned.
Been a few days to digest Ouija.
I don't know. Don't worry.
He's anywhere over there. Thanks, brother.
Who really killed JFK, Dan? Are you single?
Who really killed JFK would... I do... We did read about... They make a good case for LBJ and, like, the mafia, like, going through the mafia to set up a hit on JFK to... avoid going to prison for some shady deals that he did during his political career in Texas. So there's some things in there, but I think it's kind of between CIA and mafia, like pulled the trigger.
Yeah, it had been a coordinated effort.
Yeah. It's not something that you just kind of pull off by yourself. So it's not like, I wouldn't say it was like a single person, of course, but it definitely had to be a group of people.
Yeah, if it was one person who actually fired all the shots, it was a group behind him making it all so it went as it did. That's what I think.
100%.
Part two of that question? Was there a part two?
Yes.
All right, next question. Celestial underscore Crystal. If you could have dinner with one person or being, dead or alive, who would it be?
Well, I want them alive at the table.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Alive.
That's a very good question.
It'd be a very quiet dinner if they were dead.
I just really want to say Jeff.
Just Jeff?
Jeff? Jeff. Epstein.
Oh, yeah.
Ask him. Too soon?
Ask him. I thought he meant Amigo Grande, too. You're going to get a Stone Cold Stunner.
Yeah, here we go.
Any person, alive or dead.
I've always wanted, because there's so many stories about Nikola Tesla and tech that he had that never got developed.
That'd be a good one.
Tell me, what'd you have? What'd you really have? Did you just have a bunch of ideas that sounded really cool, or did you actually have some substance that people are like, well, this doesn't make money, so we're going to bury it?
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Yeah, that'd be a good one. And even get some of his drawings and stuff. Be like, explain some of this to me.
Yeah, I know. I know. I know. You just draw it out. I'll figure it out.
Yeah, I'll sell them. I don't know. Now, if I revive them from the dead, could they tell me, say, who their killer was? Or would they just be surprised? Like, I don't fucking know what happened.
That was my thought. Yeah.
I don't know. That's a really tough question because there's so many people. Nicolas Cage, and why did you do the movie Mandy?
Which we just watched. It was actually awesome.
Yeah. Fucking great.
100%.
We've been watching some good B-horror movies this week.
Yes.
Some of the best.
We should really review, what the hell was that movie called today? Street?
We watched two
Trash? Street Trash?
Street Trash.
The weirdest movie.
I only came in for the last 20 minutes of that, and it was...
That movie is... That was a trip.
Dan, who would you go for dinner with?
I'd probably go for dinner with... it's got to be between JFK or Theodore Roosevelt.
Oh, he's going presidents. He's going presidents.
Be one of them. It'd be interesting, I think. Theodore Roosevelt would be cool because he's my favorite president. He's fucking the manliest man ever.
That's the guy who was like the hunter and everything.
Killed everything on hunted everything on every continent. Dude is a legit war hero. Just manly man. Cowboy. Like everything.
You heard it. Dan signaling he likes manly men.
But he established our National Park Service. I would like to know his opinion on what our situation is now, where it is now.
Crushing hard.
Byron, who you got?
Who you got, Byron?
Jeff?
Oh, yeah, you said that. Andrew, when you lean in here, who would you have dinner with?
Stanley.
Stanley,
that's a good one.
We got another question from Ken _ NASA on Discord. This is a big one. What about beef jerky prices? People are worrying about gas prices, but beef jerky prices have gone through the roof.
Oh, dude.
They've gone up like 75%.
Let me tell you something, brother. You go to a Max for a late night beef jerky, it's like $9 for a little fucking pack.
I was reading, those are my go-to at work.
I was reading an article about that the other day. I feel like I was reading an article about like how the price of beef jerky has like skyrocketed.
Yeah.
It's fucking worth, it's going to be worth more than gold.
Should small invest. Packs are $6.99. The big packs are fucking $10.
That's ridiculous, man.
It's insane.
We got to get in the dried cured meat.
Can we invest?
What is it?
How do we invest in dried meats?
What is that? Big meat industry?
Invest in
big
meat.
Dried meat industry?
Big meat.
Is that part of Big Snack?
Kangaroo jerky is pretty good.
How are the prices?
It's a shitload of the boss. Well, they're pretty expensive because they're normally in the airports.
Heard it here. Braden wants to get into big meat.
They're normally in the airports as like a touristy thing, but
again, it's a pest. Cull them, dehydrate them, industry done. Actually, I thought about starting up a business here in Canada, getting the kangaroos over and shipping because the meat's fucking delicious.
I've had a kangaroo burger. It wasn't bad.
I wouldn't say it wasn't. I'd say it's good.
You could start a little kangaroo farm where they come and pet them. And then when they get big, we kill them.
There is one very close to here.
Yeah, there's a kangaroo farm just down the road.
We got another question from Warren3985 on Discord. What's your favorite unsolved mystery or theory?
Ooh, man, hard questions out of the blue.
Yeah, there's. Tossing some fastballs at us.
This is really tough at the end of the week for the boys, just for the record.
Our brains are noodled.
And theorized exhaustion.
Unsolved mystery. Oh, I don't know. I'm a big murder mystery fan. So, like, I know we've talked about the Zodiac Killer.
I know mine. I know mine. What happened at Dyatlov Pass?
Ooh, yeah. That, yes.
What happened there?
Yeah.
That's a pretty good
one. That's a good one.
That's an awesome one.
I concur.
I'm pretty sure mine is, because they haven't found it yet. I would like to know where Attila the Hun is buried.
Is that a mystery? They don't know where?
Don't know where he was buried. When he was buried, he was supposed to be carried off by a certain group of people. Then everybody who buried him was killed. They killed, like, all the guards killed.
So no one could find him.
So nobody could find him.
So whoever came back from burying him got killed.
And they killed themselves.
Oh, they killed themselves.
So the people would kill all the attendants of the people who dragged out there and built the grave. And then the guards would kill themselves.
I don't like that time of history. I wouldn't want to be those people.
I would have been the last guy that's like, all right, yeah, let's do
let's
it.
All do it. Be like, nope, and run away.
I think I'm pretty sure it's him or Genghis Khan. It's one of those.
Pyramids for me. Pyramids. I just want to know exactly how, why, all the mathematics to go into all that sort of shit. Like,
I forget we don't know anything about the pyramids. Damn it.
Really want to know that
one. A good one, too.
Andrew?
He pondered.
Raiders of the Lost Ark. I want to know.
What, the like, Holy Grail?
I want to know if the Holy Grail is a real deal. I want to know what it was. I want to know if it was a person or if it was an actual artifact and what the story behind it is, the real story.
Ooh. Real story.
The true story. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
We got one more from Snoogans. Joan Rivers, Oprah, Britney Spears. Fuck one, marry one, kill one.
Easy.
Britney Spears, Oprah, Joan Rivers. For me.
Fuck, marry, kill in that order?
Yeah. I think Joan Rivers would be...
She's already dead, isn't she?
No. She's annoying.
What did Joan Rivers even look like? Yeah. I don't even know. I don't have a picture of Joan Rivers in my mind.
Joan Rivers.
She talks like this, kind of.
I murder her.
She's a comedian.
No, not like
she's
that.
She's a comedian. But I'm just thinking Oprah's gonna like give me the lavish lifestyle I deserve.
But are you gonna be Stedman 2.0? That guy's taken care of.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Easy. Like, do whatever...
You start your kangaroo farm.
I'd marry Oprah. Yeah.
Personal project.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like the money.
You'd be a kept man.
Yeah.
Can I take Britney from Hit Me One More Time? Can I pick which Britney?
Yeah, which version of Britney Spears?
Bald Britney.
That's like 16-year-old Britney, though. You don't want that.
She wasn't 16.
18-year-old
Britney. She was young.
She was real young.
Yeah, but we were,
I was that age.
No wonder,
too.
Why
you're not anymore.
No wonder why you have dinner with Jeff.
Oh.
You guys get along.
God, Andrew got punked. All right. Let's see. This one's a specific question for Andrew Jason Bell _
Fireball.
How does Andrew feel about Matt Stafford from the Detroit Lions?
Guy's a golden god. I love him.
Golden god.
I doubt he's playing this weekend, but I love that man. He's one of the toughest sons of bitches in the NFL.
Has he been injured at like four separated shoulders or some
shit? He started his season being one of the most injury-prone players of all time. He led a game-winning drive against the Cleveland Browns in his rookie year with a separated shoulder. Guy's a badass.
All right. That's how he feels about Stafford.
Yeah, no one else gets input. It was only to Andrew.
Good. Because none of you guys even know who he is.
He's the quarterback.
I vote against
the Lions.
I take the opposite team from the Lions every week in my picks because
it didn't work out for you for the first or the second game and third game of the year. So fuck you.
It's worked out pretty good over the last 3 years, though, since I started playing fantasy football.
Overall, it's been a solid strategy.
This is a question for the group: how many melted candies are in this one candy?
I think that's 2.5.
Zelly has not stopped this entire weekend. He's still drinking a fucking bottle of Fireball.
He's facing the bottle of Fireball. It's gross.
Thanks, Oriana, for making our hearts stop for a second there. Jesus. She was like, stream stopped. Nope, never mind.
Our stream is just, for whatever reason,
false
not
alarm.
Listen, it's like a factory in here. Like, we've got everything's at critical level to run all this stuff. Steezy underscore Kevin underscore 000. Have you guys seen the child trafficking in Disney's Pinocchio? Pinocchio, that's the word. It's crazy. I haven't seen Pinocchio
since I was 12.
12, really?
Maybe
I'm
six.
Talking like five or six.
Yeah, so
12.
I was like, two things. I was like, one.
You watched Pinocchio when you were 12.
I don't.
Don't take the higher road on this one.
I was like,
I'm going to disagree.
I was let's find out one. Well,
Fantasia.
Pinocchio came out before we were born.
Yeah, but it was a re-release, though, probably in the mid-90s.
My grandma only had like 10 movies at her house on no
I mean,
cable.
When they released it on VHS.
Listen,
like
you have two younger siblings. There was 100% time there where Pinocchio was on that TV while you were there.
I'm telling you right now, Pinocchio was never on the fucking top 10
list. You're going to look at me right now
and
tell me.
I'm going to look at you dead ass in the eyes.
And you don't know the story of Pinocchio.
I know the story, but I didn't watch it when I was 12.
13, eh?
When I was busy watching Power Rangers when I was 12. I didn't have time for that shit.
I couldn't even tell you. I know his nose grows.
Geppetto really wanted a son.
Wow, you
so I made a fucking puppet.
You know their names.
And I know there's Jiminy Cricket too.
Yeah. So you have watched it.
When you wish upon
when you
was
were
like
12.
Five or six.
Great memory this guy.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
It was an impressionable movie. There was a lot of child trafficking in it.
It's way back. I had to watch it for a child trafficking report I was writing for school.
Really?
No.
No.
This all, no, this one's idiot. For me. Full underscore milk. Why do you guys even let Braden read? Well, practice makes
good.
Better.
It's a good question. We didn't let him. He just took over the segment early on. So this is what I'm going to do, guys. I'm going to read for 10 minutes every episode. And we went, all right.
Okay.
Oh, good.
You usually get up and go to the bathroom while he's doing it.
We got Matthew Speck Photography. Why didn't you guys, this is handle. Why didn't you guys play the elevator game at the Cecil Hotel?
That's why we let him read.
There's another person who joined at Full Milk also said, why did you guys pussy out on going to the Cecil Hotel and play the elevator game? It was closed for renovations.
Cecilia?
Building was closed.
Cecil? Cecil.
Cecil Hotel?
Cecil? I thought it was the Cecil.
Cecil.
We pronounced it Cecil, I think, the first time, but I think it's actually just
Cecil.
Cecil or Cecil Hotel.
It was closed when we were there. You couldn't go in. It was under renovations.
Under renos.
To pull the doors open. Locked. We did everything. It had those doors open, we would have went in. But at the slightest opportunity for us not to do it, we did.
Oh, the doors are locked. There's probably a guy coming to walk and let us in. He's like, what do you guys want to do? You want to play the game?
Oh, doors locked. We're out. See ya.
We'll see ya.
That's unfortunate.
Then we got Hazel Rig Rundown, maybe. Guitars, heads you like or aspire to own?
I'll give you my current rig rundown.
Rug down?
My rug down. Rig Rundown. Giselle from Lucky Monkey is a Gibson SG Supreme 2016 Emerald Burst Finish, an Orange Rocker Verb 50, an assortment of Tom Morello inspired pedals. I use pretty much all through the FX loop and no EQ pedal, just all amp sound. Guitar sounds all in the fingers. I don't care what people say.
This is a good question for the group. Jess Suber asked, what are your favorite movies about aliens, cryptos, anything conspiracy? Mars Attacks. Dude, I love Mars Attacks. Great movie. Great cast. Big budget B movie.
Big
love it.
Budget B movie.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Dano?
I have watched a lot, so yeah. Come back to me in a second.
My favorite alien movie? So we're talking alien or cryptid movies?
Let's start with alien movies. I'm sure we all have a favorite alien movie.
Oh, I really like the concept of The Day the Earth Stood Still.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a cool one.
That's actually a really good film, too.
He's sent here and then has to be born here to become part of the planet. Like, I like that one a lot, as far as alien movies go.
What? That's the new one? You're talking about the new one or the old one?
I like the new one because that's the only one I've seen. I've never seen the 1950s or whatever it was.
Okay. I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, what? Born here. Okay. I haven't seen the new one. I've only seen the old one. Like,
oh, he wasn't born here on the early one?
No.
I didn't think he was born here on the new one either.
He was born as a human here.
No. Yes, but they like the egg landed on Earth.
And then he came out as a human.
As a human.
So he was born on Earth.
But yeah, it's like alien. It's like the egg. It's
conceived in space and born on Earth.
Yes.
Yeah.
The egg was huge.
Yeah, it is not in the old movie.
Next.
What was your movie?
Well, I thought we were still going.
Oh.
We're coming back to Dan.
Come back.
Predator for me.
Predator.
Oh, Predator. The crossover. Which one? With the alien.
Like, oh, yeah.
Where it's like
Alien versus Predator, I think, is you're looking for.
Yeah.
Well, there was heaps of them afterwards as well.
I love that first one.
Yeah, I was going to say the first one. Second one was really good, too, because that was my first time seeing Muff on TV. That's a big moment for me.
With the Donald Glover?
Yeah.
What scene?
I just remember this woman's being held back, and she's wearing a robe, and Predator comes in and starts shooting everybody, and she goes to run away, and she gets shot in the back, and it's just full frontal. So me and my buddy, I think we rewound that about 14 times.
Set up a pillow for it between the two of you.
Pretty much. Yeah. But you know what movie I really like is... For Aliens is Attack the Block. Have you guys seen that?
Yeah, with the...
No, I haven't.
Oh, fuck, it's a good movie. It's a really good movie. I highly recommend it if you haven't seen it.
Attack of the Block?
Attack the Block.
Attack the Block.
Basically, it's like aliens invade London, and it kind of takes a point of view of them invading like the projects, like the low-income housing where a lot of the gangbangers and shit live. So it's like gangbangers versus aliens. It's pretty gangster.
Probably say favorite is Earth Girls Are Easy.
Earth Girls.
With Jeff Goldblum, Gina Davis, David Wayans, and Jim Carrey.
That's not what I was expecting.
This is a good movie. And Jeff Goldblum is fucking amazing. And Gina Davis is still pretty hot in that one. That's what I had to say.
Definitely thought that was a X-rated.
Nope. Comedies. Comedies early 90s. Late 80s. Nope.
Thoughts on this from Claudia.
89.
Sent this via Instagram. Thoughts on Slender Man. Can't remember if y'all have talked about it.
Is that like Shadow Man?
No, Slender Man's like the tall, skinny one.
Slender Man's the creepypasta guy. He's no face, big tall guy, wears a suit.
Yeah. Interesting. Definitely made up by the internet, but I mean, there was 12-year-old girls that killed another girl, well, attempted to kill another girl to sacrifice her to Slender Man, so.
Oh, that's what they said. That was their plead, but whatever.
You don't think so? You think it was just a bullying and they came up with that story afterwards? You think they're that fucked up?
I think their lawyer was like, you need to say this shit because this is the only way you're not going to go to prison forever.
One of my students in Oz had an obsession with Slender Man and drawing Slender Man. And it was like freaking out the other kids. It was a little bit of a weird one as well.
Yeah.
But
like, I think his mom was doing a couple too many shoeies.
I choose not to comment on that. But yeah, like, he was drawing Slender Man all the time in his work. I was like, the heck is this Slender Man? Oh, yeah. He's like, come and grab souls and shit. I was like, okay.
A+.
Stay on that kid's list.
Don't come after me, buddy.
Here's a candy bar. Let's never talk ever again.
Let's see what else we got for questions.
There's a few on Discord.
Is there a few more on Discord now?
Take a couple more questions, then see if anyone wants to do a quick call and take a quick caller.
Yeah, if anyone wants to call, the number is 213-261-4256. That's 213-261-4256. You can call now. We'll take a story, ask a question live. Whatever you want to do. It's a Los Angeles number.
What was that number again? One more time.
213-261-4256.
4256.
You can go ahead and give a call in. Let's see if there's any other questions. Can we get a retelling of Two Kicks? No, you got to go find that episode and listen to the tale of two kicks. We should still try to get that guy on one time.
I could Facebook message him.
Yeah. Do you think he remember? I think he's probably a guy. He's probably two kicking a lot of people.
Well, I was just gonna say that guy's made a career out of two kicks.
Yeah. No, we're currently. Oh, can you imagine? This is from. I don't know what the name is. So if this is your question, you know who it is. Could you imagine if reality was like Rick and Morty? Well, it's just a multiverse theory we kind of talked about on the last case file. Multiverses. So just be an infinite.
Reality could be like Rick and Morty then.
Yeah. I think that's why that show's so good, because they play on a lot of.
You can do anything.
Yeah.
Anything.
I'd want to be on SEAL Team Ricks.
Oh.
They got fucking murdered though.
Would have went on the blaze of glory. It's fine.
All right, we got. Ooh, okay, we got one more. This is from Snoogan. She didn't like her first fuck, marry, kill. She said it was too easy.
Oh, yeah. So you can't give another fuck, marry, kill.
Well, she said, go with this one. It's a little better. Sigourney Weaver, Natasha Henstridge from Species, ooh. Jane Fonda in Barbarella.
I'll kill Jane all day long.
Jane Fonda as in Barbarella.
How tall is Natasha Henstridge? Sigourney Weaver's huge, right?
I have no idea, to be honest. All three of these, I know Sigourney Weaver. I can picture the girl from Species.
Jane Fonda from Barbarella.
I don't like Jane Fonda. She's getting murdered.
One of those fucking. Made for TV movies that I did was with, she was the lead.
Jane Fonda?
Sister's Nightmare. No, Natasha Henstridge.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So what's she on your list? You've met her in person.
Yeah, you guys hung out? You guys had lunch together or what?
She didn't hold up though. Well,
no?
No. If you want to check her out in the last few years, check out A Mother's Nightmare. You'll see Officer Sanchez played by myself.
Should plug it harder.
You can find that on IMDb.
Yeah, is that on
I'm
your kind IMDb?
Of famous. I'm a little bit of a big deal.
People know me.
You guys want headshots? Email me. I'll send them to you.
I'm going marry Sigourney Weaver. I'm killing Natasha. I guess I'm sleeping with Jane Fonda. And hopefully Sigourney Weaver doesn't find out, because she'd tear me apart. It's huge.
It's like definitely can't kill Sigourney Weaver, because I feel like she'd rip me apart as well. Like rip me in half.
Yeah, I was like, that's an option where you die. So you're going to kill her.
I'd probably be same for me. I'd marry Sigourney Weaver because she's a
legend.
She is a legend. I think she's very attractive. Probably. I'd fuck Jane Fonda. She's in Barbarella, because damn, she's fucking hot in that one. When they put her in like the orgasmatron or whatever, fuck, that's like the best. and Natasha Henstridge.
I know some deep secrets about Dan today.
Yeah.
I never liked Species, so whatever.
What was the movie? Barbarella?
Yeah.
Barbarella, yes.
That was your prime, man.
Byron's quickly checking out.
Like young Raquel Welch as well. Oh, man, those are like.
Okay.
Byron's making up his mind.
It kind of reminds me of a Austin Powers.
It's a trippy movie. Barbarella, like fucking, it's crazy.
We have to put that on tomorrow morning.
It's weird. I don't even. I might have Amazon Prime.
I know. I think I'm gonna have to kill her. Sorry, Jane. Just because it's similar to...
She just got arrested the other day.
Andrew with...
Yeah, kill Jane Fonda.
The Predator. I think Species is the first one where it was real chick, full body, naked, for me.
It was an early memory, was it?
She had formative years. Back, wet hair, too, in that one, too.
Yeah.
I remember going to the VHS.
I mean, coming out of the tank or whatever, yeah.
Going to the VHS store and looking at the back, it's like nudity. I was like... Let's hire this.
Yeah.
And they're like trying to sneak it in there without mom realizing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's going on?
What's a species?
It's a documentary, mom.
It's about aliens and stuff. There's no
it's a documentary, mom. It's about natures and birds and stuff.
Palm it to the table. Just get it.
Yeah.
Silver Wolf asked, have you ever heard the theory that humans have been around for tens of thousands of years,
living
through extinct events that reset civilization?
Oh, I like this one.
Let's hear it.
Well, we've talked about
that. That is the theory.
That's the theory.
Oh, you just like the question.
I like the theory that we have became more advanced than we give ourselves credit for, and for whatever type of cataclysm, whether it be localized or global, we lose that technology, and then you have to reset yourself. Because if you look at some of the building in like ancient Egypt and Peru, like those crazy stone, not even necessarily just the pyramids, like actually like the stonework itself, like the stone walls all interlocked together.
The precision of it.
Like 14-sided stones, and they're linked, they're all joined together, but they're not even joined in like straight lines. If some of those walls have fallen apart, and in the, like the rocks are actually, they're 7 or 8 9-sided, but then the rocks join like as a, like they cup together. They're not like straight cuts. So it's even more precise if you were to knock down one of the walls. Ugh. And there's no explanation of how you could build like that.
Mycenaeus.
Oh, Mycenaeus.
Mycenaeus.
People are asking, but Jan already said tells those.
I only tell it in person.
In person.
And I got to be really drunk.
You got to buy Dan about 14 drinks, yeah. And then he will tell you one of the greatest stories ever told.
No, there's even more, though. It's got to be a certain event. So it's like you've got to come to a live event. And when we go and have the meet and greet
tomorrow night.
You got to slip Dan, because Dan's a pretty cautious drinker.
He goes steady.
Yeah, goes steady, but he's always trying to make sure. So you got to sneak some in to make sure that he's getting wild. And you can tell, because if he's on the dance floor, he's getting wild. Once he's at that level.
Once you got dance floor Dan, yeah. You're good to go.
Oh, yeah. There are certain circumstances that must exist for me to get full tilt Mycenaeus drunk. Yeah. And that is, yeah.
If you want Chinook Mac,
you got to have, yeah. If you want that, it's got to be, I got to have, yeah, definitely cocktails. It's definitely going to be cocktails. I won't get drunk off of beer. And then it'll be like, God, because we had so much fucking to drink.
Yeah. And then you got to.
There's got to be karaoke. There's got to be a dance floor. And then
he needs to be baited. You need to tell like a little bit of a self-deprecating story, and you'd be like, hey, I got a funny story. This is a funny story. Tell your whole story just enough so it piques Dan's interest. So he goes, I got a story.
And the Mycenaeus is the one-upper story. You think you'd tell a good story, and then you got drunk Dan, then he tells Mycenaeus, and then you realized there is no better story.
Yeah. He is this story battle champion forever and always. I wish to get him a belt. This is my snake. any other questions? There's no more questions coming through now. I've read most of them. Well, I don't really want to do more.
We said Mary power kills. Hour. It's been an hour. So we'll give someone 2 minutes to make a call. If you want to call, it's your last chance. This will be the only call we take for Pod Week. What was it 213-326-2456?
Yeah. Someone's asking if we know about
a matter of fact,
the missing 411. Yeah. I own all the books.
They're all upside down.
They're all
only one over here.
Yeah. We got them all over the place.
Yeah. It's gone. Well, we got like 7 of those books here.
Yeah. We're using them to prop up our lights.
Yeah, we got lights clamped to some of the books.
Extremely useful literature.
No, really interesting. The amount of people going missing in national parks is mind-boggling.
Kidnapped by
Bigfoot. I still want to do a case file on missing 401. It didn't pan out this week. We got too busy doing everything.
Having too much fun.
Too much fun.
Pod week. That was fun.
Someone said, so basically, in order to hear the Mycenaeus story, you basically have to do the equivalent of completing all the tasks needed to kill Jason in the game Friday the 13th. I'm like, basically. And
basically,
it's
that's exactly right.
And then if you miss opportunities. Yeah.
And in certain sequence. Yeah. I won't tell you the sequence.
And if you don't do it right, just like the game, Jason's aware, Dan will know that you're onto him.
Yeah.
Shut it down.
Yeah.
It's tough. Real stealth.
He just comes and chokes you to death.
No.
He says, Mycenaeus, as you die. All right. Well, let's wrap this one up. This was Pod Week, everyone. Thank you so much for supporting it. Oh, wait. Let's just check one thing.
Did you get there?
One thing.
What do we got?
400! Woo! We did it! Woo! We had set a goal. We did it. We did it live on Pod Week. We set a goal, hoping by the end of Pod Week, we had 400 Patreon supporters, and we just got it during the power hour. So thank you, everyone. Thank you so much for the support. We hope to do these more often, have pod weeks, but we can't do them without your support and help. And thank you so much.